You know, one of the, I'm not sure if it's a coping mechanism or if it's just our very positive nature and our intense connection to Hashem, but we as Jews have a knack for seeing, finding, and expanding the good in the most difficult and trying situations. The secular Jewish world, I think, has inherited that. They don't see so much good, but they call it Jewish humor. They see in the midst of all of our difficulties the ability to make fun of it, to make fun of ourselves, to make fun of our situation, which I think is all part of this innate, inherent optimism that's in our genes because of our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I thought we would explore today, being Kimat Erev Tisha B'Av, something, a familiar Gemara. I'm sure many people are familiar with it. It's one of the common Gemaras that they learn at a Siyum, because Makkos is a very oft-finished Mesechta for a Siyum, limited amount of blot. And so there's a famous Gemara there, which I think carries with it a message which I think can help us find strength in the midst of, and maybe even because of, the challenges that we face. The Gemara says that, Shuv Pam, there were two Maisim here, but there was one Maisim where Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Akiva, Tanoim, were walking along. Shuv Pam Achas Hoyu Oilin Yerushalayim. They went up to Yerushalayim. Kimen Shehigiyu LaHart Sofim. They reached Mount Scopus, the Hart Sofim, where you see the Horei Yerushalayim. Koro Bigdeim. They tore their clothing, their rice kriya, as you're supposed to do. Kimen Shehigiyu LaHar HaBayis. Then once they reached the Har HaBayis itself, Ro Shul Shehoyu Yoytzei Mibes Kodshi HaKadoshim. They saw a fox coming out of the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest of holiest places where only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to enter on Yom HaKippurim. Hischilu hem boichim. They started to cry at such a scene of the foxes walking out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Rabbi Akiva mesachek. Rabbi Akiva started to laugh. Omru loy Akiva, bipnei ma ator mesachek. Tell us, Akiva, why are you laughing? This is not a laughing matter. Omalahem mipnei ma'atem boichim. Tell me first why you're crying. So he says, Omru loy, they said to him, Mokum shekosuv boi v'hazor hakorev yumos. The place that's so holy that the Torah wrote that any stranger, any inappropriate person who's not authorized, like the Kohen Gadol, to go there will die. He says, Shualim holchu bo v'loi nivke? Foxes are walking in that holy of holy places, and we shouldn't cry? Omar lehem lekachani mesachik. Hey, Rabbi Akiva answered, that's good for the reason why I'm laughing. Dichsiv, vo'idoli edim ne'amonim. This is a posuk in Yeshaya. And the posuk says as follows. Vo'idoli edim ne'amonim. Testify to me, you trustworthy, you trusted witnesses. Es Uriah HaKohen, Uriah the Kohen, and Zechariah ben Yevarech Yohu. And Zechariah and Uriah, they should testify to me. What are they testifying? So the Gemara continues and says as follows. Gemara says, Uriah and Zechariah have no shaykhs one another. Uriah was at the time of the first base Hamikdash. V'Zechariah b'Mikdash Sheni. And Zechariah lived much later at the time of the second base Hamikdash. So what's the connection? Be made to me. It sounds as if almost these two people are testifying together. We have two witnesses, they're testifying together. Obviously, it doesn't mean that. He says, what does it mean? The posuk connected the nevuah of Zechariah and the Nevuah of Uriah, even though they were two different disparate koiches, one by his Rishon, one by his Sheni. Be'uriah ksiv lochein biglalchem tzion soda techoresh v'yerushalayim iim tiyah v'harabayis lebomois yar. It says, in Uriah says, in Micho, that because of the sins of the Klal Yisrael, Tzion, Yerushalayim, will be like a plowed field, or Eretz Yisrael will be like a plowed field, and Yerushalayim will be like a forest, and Harabayis will be like overgrown, and a tragedy, in other words, desolation and tragedy will come from because of our sins. Bischaria ksiv, and that's the Nevuah of Uriah. Bischaria, there's a different Nevuah. Bischaria ksiv, oid yeshu skeinim uskeinois berchoyves Yerushalayim. That there will be a time will come when the old people, the old men and the old women, will sit in the streets of Yerushalayim. In other words, people will reach an old age. This is the famous thing. I think they have a song to it also. V'ish mishante biyodoy meroiv yomim, each one with his cane, because he's reached the old age. Yiladim yiladok mesachakim berchoyva suir, and children will be playing in the streets of Yerushalayim. This is a nevuah of what will eventually happen, the peace that will happen. In a certain sense, we have that today in Yerushalayim. But it's not what the Novi was talking about. The Novi was talking about a time when it'll be secure, when there'll be no worry, when nobody's looking over their shoulders for a chefetz choshud, when there's no concern about what's coming next, no political concerns, no security concerns. So this is a very positive nevuah. So Rebbe Akiva continues and says as follows: Ad shelo nizkayim nevuah shel Uriah, until the nevuah of Uriah was mekuyim. I was afraid, since they were connected together, the posuk put them together, that maybe Zechariah's nevuah would also not be fulfilled, that we won't be zeicher to see this. Now that the nevuah of Uriah is fulfilled, because we see the foxes coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which means Yerushalayim is plowed down, and the terrible prophecy of Uriah is unfolding in front of our eyes. Now I know the nevuah of Zechariah will be fulfilled. And they said to Akiva, "You have consoled us." Very, very strange dialogue here, conversation that's going on. They said, and they seem to be very logical, that when they saw the Shu'olim Holchubo, so this was, of course, what to cry about. So Rebbe Akiva says, that's good for why I'm laughing, and why he explains. Because the Pasuk in Yeshaya connects the Nevuah of Uriah, which is one of desolation, and the Nevuah of Zechariah, which is one's rejuvenation of the coming of the Mashiach and of the peace in Eretz Yisrael and so forth. And so he says, until I saw the Nevuah of Uriah fulfilled, because they were connected in the same Pasuk, I wasn't sure, his language is, Hoyisi Misyore, I was afraid, Shaloi Tiskayim Nevuah Shal Zechariah, that Zechariah's Nevuah wouldn't happen either. Now that I see the Kiyum of Uriah, and they were put together, I see the Shu'olim Holchubo, now I know Zechariah's Nevuah will also be fulfilled. Very, very bizarre. Rebbe Akiva had a problem with knowing or being afraid that a Nevuah of Zechariah HaNovi wouldn't be fulfilled? Doubting a Novi Emes, a Novi who was accepted as one of the Nevi'im, a Novi Emes who speaks in the name of Hashem, he was afraid that it wouldn't be fulfilled. What kind of talk is that? What is he talking about? And now that I see that the other one is fulfilled, now what does that add to him? If the other one is a Novi and this is a Novi. That's a Nevuah, this is a Nevuah. Yes, it's true, the Pasuk puts them together, but that doesn't mean that one is dependent one on another. They're both true, and they both will be true. So now, just because I saw the Shu'olim Holchubo, and now I know that this is true, so now I know that the other one is also going to happen? Very, very bizarre. And so exactly what that means is very questionable. But there's a Rashi in Yeshaya on this posuk, which I think gives us an insight into what this means. The posuk says, "Vidoli Edim Ne'amonim, Uriah and Zechariah." So Rashi says as follows: "Ves Zechariah ben Baruch Yohu, Bishnas Shtayim leDaryovish." This is at the time of the second year of Daryovish. "Od Yeshvus Kainimus Kainus Berchayvus Yerushalayim." That was Zechariah's nevuah and Zechariah ches, that the time will come where elderly people, men and women, will sit peacefully and securely in the streets of Yerushalayim. Uriah simon leZechariah. Uriah is a sign to Zechariah. What does a simon mean? They're both nevuos. One is a sign to the other. What does that mean? A little cryptic. Im tiru shetiskayim nevuas Uriah. If you see that the nevuah of Uriah is actually fulfilled, in fact, in reality, tiu mitzapim, you will be hopeful, you will be hoping, shetiskayim nevuas Zechariah. Just, you too will now be hopeful that the nevuah Zechariah will also be mekuyim. It seems over here that the pshat, the way Rashi learns, and he's learning pshat in the Gemara in Makkos, that's what's quoted at the end of the Rashi, was not that Rabbi Kiva had any doubt about the truth of the nevuahs of Uriah and Zechariah. That was not the issue. He says, I was afraid it wouldn't be mekuyim. It seems from Rashi the pshat is like this. Seeing Uriah and Zechariah in the same posuk, they're connected. They're in the same breath. Those two nevuahs are referred to. So it's Uriah becomes a simen leZechariah. That what? When you will see the nevuah of Uriah, that will give you the ability to continue hoping that the nevuah of Zechariah will take place. In other words, of course he knew biyediyah that it's going to take place. He knew his knowledge, his belief in the Novi was not conditional, was not questioned, was not doubted in any way. But when he says, it seems Rashi is learning pshat, when he says in the Gemara, ad shlo niskayim nevuas shel Uriah hoyisi misyore shlo tiskayim nevuas shel Zechariah. It wasn't that he didn't believe in it, but it was hard to imagine. It was hard to keep hoping. When we see devastation, we see destruction, like, how can one focus on hope? How can one focus on optimism? How can one focus on positive? Shu'olim mokoim she'hakosubo v'hazor hakorev yumos. And we see shu'olim holchubo. And now I'm going to say, oh, but I'm hopeful, I have bitochon, I'm mitzapeh, I'm awaiting, hopefully, the time when Zechariah's nevuah, ish, I can't imagine that happening. When we see Yerushalayim b'churbono, it becomes almost impossible to internalize emotionally with confidence, with hope, the knowledge that I have. The Novi promised, the Novi said, that's fact, that's Novi azichari mipi agvura. Mitzad sheni, emotionally, like, look at the Beis HaMikdash. Look at the Churban. I mean, imagine, think about it, Rabbi. So we go today to the Kosel. We see what sits atop the Har HaBayis. It's very hard to imagine the Binyan Bayis Shlishi that should be sitting on that place. I know it's going to be there. We know that's the place. We're promised it's going to happen. Be'eshato osid livnoiso. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to... You almost lose hope. You almost, like, you get depressed. Add to it, of course, the many years that have gone by until this has still has not happened. It becomes very depressing. I know intellectually. I know. Clear. It's an avua. It's going to be. But it's hard to anticipate. It's hard to wait. It's hard to keep on waiting, to keep on being mitzapet, to be so sure emotionally, because of the fact that I see what it looks like now. Rabbi Akiva says, "Hoye misyore." Misyore means there was an element of fear. Of course I knew it was true, but the fear overcomes me, seeing the ugliness, seeing the tragedy, seeing the destruction, the devastation, the shu'olim hilchubo. It becomes, I'm afraid emotionally it's not going to happen. But now, when I see that they're totally in the same posuk, so in other words, they were put there to be mechazik me. They were put there as a siman. One was put as a siman for the other. Nevuas Uriah, the destruction of Uriah's nevuah, should be a sign to you that yes, you can be hopeful for the nevuah of Zechariah. So that's what Rabbi Akiva says, and he says, and now that niskayim nevuah biyodua, now I know, not just I know intellectually, that I knew all the time, that's obvious, but now I can hope. Now I know emotionally, as we read in the Pasuk in this parish of Eschanan, know it this day, if I know it, what am I returning it to my heart? Terah says there's intellectual knowledge, but the heart sort of skips a beat. The heart sometimes forgets. The heart sometimes lets it slip. We can't deal with it emotionally. We can internalize it emotionally. Return it to your heart. Putting them both in the same posuk, one as a siman to the other, gave Rebbe Akiva the hope that now I can conceptualize, now I can visualize, now I can emotionalize and emotionally be confident, be hopeful that in fact these yeshvus kedem uskenos birchoves Yerushalayim. So it seems that sometimes it's only through the depths of the devastation that we can rise above and see, oh, the devastation took place. The devastation took place. The Nevuah happened. Well, I know the other Nevuah is going to happen, but this Nevuah will elevate me, will inspire me, this one came true. I see this, b'chush. I know it's going to happen, but I see it happening. It happened in front of my eyes. Shu'olim hilchubo. Now I can imagine and emotionally internalize and hope and be metzapeh that the other one will happen too, even though before I was so devastated by the fact of of destruction. So destruction can devastate. That's true. And destruction can make it impossible for us to hope. It brings out the worst in man. It brings us to lose all hope. Mitzad sheni, the knowledge that the nevuah of the destruction has taken place, that can inspire me, that can spark me, that can spur me on to recognize, to realize, to emotionalize, to internalize that in fact the positive nevuahs will take place as well. And I thought that this message is really very relevant to us today. We know that our miraculous existence throughout the Golos and the destruction and devastation and pain and suffering and exile and torment and torture and all of the suffering and the blood-stained pages of our history were all prophesied in the Torah, told to us Meirosh, Parshas, B'chukoisai, the Teichecho. Ramban says that refers to Bayis Rishon, Parshas Kisovoi, the Teichecho, and that refers to Tichurm Bayis Sheni. And we live a history, a blood-stained history, but a history that was told to us Meirosh, told to us that we will, in fact, because mipnei chatoeinu golinu meyartzeinu, because of our own shortcomings, and to correct those shortcomings, and to uplift us and inspire us to rise above those shortcomings, and to do tshuva, and to change, and to grow in the process. So we were told that this is what's going to happen. The suffering of Jewish history is no surprise to us. Any student of Torah, any student of Novi, any student of Chazal saw that all of this was told to us, foretold to us, Meirosh. Now, knowing that, that can serve to us as an emotional inspiration to look at all of the positive nevuos. The nevuos not only of Oid Yeshus, Kenimus, Kenois, Berchovis, Rusholoim, but the nevuas of return to Eretz Yisrael and the nevuas of Ohio Hashem leMelech al Kol Oretz and the kibbutz Golius, the Birchas Hashonim and the kibbutz Golius and Hoshiva Shoifteinu Kivori Shoino, Yoratzeinu Kivatchila, all of this the positive nevuas, so much that we see throughout, through in Chumash, we see it throughout Novi, that too, we can hope for that. We won't lose hope for that, because we know that just as we have seen the fulfillment of the negative, of the tzoras, of the challenges of our existence, so too that can inspire us to say, just like these, and so too these will come true, and it can give us the chizuk. And at times like this, we certainly need chizuk. You know, one of the problems that we do have is actually the Chofetz Chaim is quoted when somebody wrote when Bulgaria became independent. So someone wrote that the hope, the Zionist hope, is that Israel, Palestine, will also become an independent state like Bulgaria. And the Chofetz Chaim, when he was told this, broke down crying. And they asked him, "What are you crying?" He says, "After 2,000 years of suffering and glorious predictions on the parts of the Nevi'im, the most amazing thing of what's going to happen, they return to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to settle for a state like Bulgaria." That's what is that? That's nothing compared to what we've been through, and all we get is that? When the Novi promised us, the Nevi'im promised us such glory and grandeur and leadership and centrality in the world when the Mashiach will come. And that was the Chofetz Chaim's reaction. And you know, sometimes we lull ourselves into a false state of serenity and security that, well, Zekeinim and Zekeinos are sitting b'rchoyves Yerushalayim, Yish mishantoy b'yodoy, Yeladim yeladois mesachakim b'rchoyves Yerushalayim, children are playing in this, it's beautiful. And it's so many, there is so much, and so many people have moved back to Eretz Yisrael, and so much has been accomplished, and so much of the Mekoymes HaTorah and the Yiddishkeit that was destroyed in the Churban, in the Holocaust, has been in so many ways rebuilt in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim, and Bnei Brak, and all over Eretz Yisrael, that one might think that, oh, okay, that's it. That Nevuah was Mekuyim. But the reality is, we have to look and see that the Nevuah is not yet Mekuyim. Because we still have so much tzoras. We're still in such Tzkenim, and the Tzkenos are sitting in the Rechoivos, and the children are playing, but the dangers surround them. And in Eretz Yisrael, we learn to live with those dangers. But they're dangers. We're not living b'sholim b'shalva. We're not living in the idyllic state of the Bias HaMoshiach, of the Geula Shleima, and we have to keep that in mind. And when we see that the difficulties that still face us, and the difficulties that have been predicted, you know, we say every month in the Rosh Chodesh mention, he will redeem us bekoroiv soon. He will gather us all in me'arba kanfei so'oretz. But there seems to be a condition. Chaverim kol Yisrael. Or ke'ish echod belev echod. As chaverim, as one. Living b'sholim b'shalvo. We certainly haven't achieved that yet. We don't have it in Chutz La'aretz. We don't have it in Eretz Yisrael. And I guess we're not quite ready for the Geula. But seeing all the difficulties that we have been through should be able to give us the hope that that too will come. And sometimes it's very difficult to hope, as we mentioned. When you see the extent of the Churban, it's very difficult to hope. When you see what sits on the Harabayis, it's very difficult to imagine the Binyan Beis Hamikdosh. When we see the rivalry and the bickering and the sinas chinom, which was the actual cause of this golus that exists today, it's very hard to imagine that there's going to be Sholem v'Shalva, Chaverim Kol Yisroel, that the entire Klal Yisroel will gather together and proclaim the recognition of Hashem and be a leader for the rest of the Umos HaOlam to bring to their attention V'Oya Hashem LeMelech Al Kol HaOretz. It's very hard to imagine. But Mitzad Sheni, we have to realize that our imagination can be fueled by the fact that we have seen so much of the suffering of the Klal Yisroel told to us, foretold to us up front, before, by the Torah, by the Nevi'im. And once we see that, that has been fulfilled. And we even see, you know, just the fact that Klal Yisroel survived. You know, the Pasuk says, He says, even though they will be in our enemies' lands, Hashem will never destroy us. The Torah is made, Klal Yisrael will never be destroyed. And the Torah is made that the Torah will never cease to exist, will never be forgotten. Bipizera Yisrael Ruchi Asher Olecho, the Novi says, Udvore Asher Samti Beficho Lo Yomushu Mipicho Mipizarecho Mipizera Zaracho Me'atov Ad Olam. So when we see these Nevuas, and we see, yes, we've suffered a lot as foretold to us. In fact, if you study Parshas Hazinu, you see an eerie resemblance to the Tkufa of the Holocaust. In fact, according to the Goyin's Cheshbon of the Parshios, that Parsha refers to that Tkufa, to that century, to that generation, and all foretold. And yet we're still alive. And those Nevuos have come true, despite everything. We're still here. We still tell the story. The greatest miracle of all times is the survival of the Klal Yisrael and the survival of the Torah, intact and observed as it's been observed for thousands of years. And when we see this, even though the situation seems so depressing and so, we seem to be so pessimistic, and there are so many problems that surround us on all sides, whether it's on this side of the Atlantic or on that side of the Atlantic, there are people that are saying, if you're here, make sure you have passports. If you're there, make sure you have passports. Who knows what's going on? But we know that just as the Nevuos that have predicted our difficulties and our challenges have been mekuyim, that can inspire us that we will, in fact, be zeiche to join together all of Klal Yisroel, Chaverim Kol Yisroel, that there will be a kibbutz golius, and there will be a bias hamoshiach, and a binyan beis hamikdosh, and we can be hopeful, as Rebbe Akiva was, by seeing all of the difficulties that were mekuyim, be hopeful that we will actually see this, not just know it intellectually, but see it in our own lives with that sense of bitochen. I'd like to conclude, though, with one additional thought. The Pasuk says, I think it's the Haftorah in Parshas Noach, Berega koton azavtich uvarachamim gedoyle makabtzich. For a mere moment I have forsaken you, and with great mercy I have gathered you in, and or I will gather you in. And the Radak seems bothered. Rega koton, a mere moment. The Golus is long and bitter. Even in his day it was long and bitter. So he says, what's this rega koton azavtich? So he says, the pshat in the posuk is like this. When we will be zeichet to see the rachmei deshmaya, when we will see the kibbutz golius, the ingathering of Jews from all over the world, all coming back home to Eretz Yisrael, then in retrospect, that rachmei deshmaya, that rachamim that we will see from Hashem, will allow us, will afford us the ability in retrospect to look at the long and bitter golus as if it was a mere rega koton. Ah, we had a minute or two of suffering in that golus. The power of rachmei deshmaya, the power of seeing the rachmei deshmaya in the kibbutz golus, and bechlal, the power of rachmei deshmaya, is so acute, is so powerful, is so overwhelming, that what it can do it can in retrospect take all the years, the 2,000 years of bloodstained pages of our history and say, ah, we had a rough moment or two, but rega koten, there was a rega koten there. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be zeiche to the fulfillment of this nevuah, and when we should see the kibbutz golius and feel the retroactively the golus has been merely a mere moment of suffering rather than the 2,000 years that it was, and we should be zeiche that this should be the last, if not last year should be, should have been the last Tisha B'Av that we're crying, and instead it should be turned to a day of happiness, and we should be zeiche to the Bias HaMoshiach and the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh B'mheira B'yomeinu.
Amen.
Okay. Everyone should have an easy fast and a meaningful one. Kol Tuv.
Kol Tuv.